The Church of Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut, welcomes you to this edition of Shiar Jashub. Shiar Jashub in Hebrew means, a remnant shall return, and comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 7 and verse 3. Hi, I'm Patty Scalzo, and today we will be listening to a special sermon delivered by my husband and our pastor, Greg Scalzo. It is entitled, The Love of Jesus for His People. And I believe the Holy Spirit will give you a fresh revelation of the Lord's heart and loving kindness for His believers. At the end of the broadcast, I will give you an address where you can write to us and information on our service time and location. So if you can, have a paper and pen ready. And now, let's go right into the Sunday sermon and join Pastor Greg for part 1 of 4 of The Love of Jesus for His People.
Father, we pray this morning that You would bless the going forth of Your Word. Father, that we would understand Your Scriptures, Father, the way You meant them to be understood when Your Spirit anointed the men to write them down and pen them. Father, let no damage be done to Your Holy Scriptures, we pray, in Christ Jesus' name. And Father, we pray a blessing this morning upon the collection and upon the givers. Father God, that the diligence, Father, to send forth Your Holy Word and to have Your Bible taught and preached would be rewarded, Father God, in heavenly ways. Lord God, that the sower would always have seed to sow. And Father God, we anticipate and we anxiously look forward to a growth in Your kingdom through, Lord, the efforts of this ministry. In Christ Jesus' name, amen. Today's reading will start in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to Him who loved us. Many manuscripts say, to Him, the one who loves us and washed us from our sins in His own blood and has made us kings and priests to His God and Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. To Him who loved us. We say it, that Jesus loves us, but do we understand? Do we understand it? Do we grasp the love which the Son of God has for His people? In the Gospel of John, in chapter 13 and verse 1, on the eve of the Passover, on the night of the Last Supper, it says, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that He should depart from this world to the Father, having loved His own who were in the world, He loved them to the end. Having loved His own, He loved them to the end. And that's what would follow. That's what would follow with the arrest that night, with the beatings, with the trials, with the whipping, with the scourging, with the crucifixion, with the terrible death. Having loved His own who were in the world, He loved them to the end. To Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. Think of it. What He suffered that we might be made right, that we might be made whole, that we might be made holy. You know the scripture in Isaiah chapter 53. I'll read at verse 3. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from Him. It describes how the Jewish nation responds when Messiah comes. And remember, this is written 700 years before Jesus. Isaiah sees this prophecy, receives this prophecy, 700 years before the birth of Christ. And we hid, as it were, our faces from Him. He was despised, and we did not esteem Him. Surely He has borne our griefs. That word literally in the Hebrew is sicknesses He has borne our sicknesses. He has carried our sorrows. That word for sorrows is literally our pains. Our sorrows, our griefs, our sicknesses, our pains. Smitten by God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was wounded. Literally, he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, for our sins. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord Yahweh has laid on him the iniquity of us all. All of our sins are placed on him. We've all gone away. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. We all have sinned. And the Father lays on him, this Messiah, the iniquity of us all. He's pierced through our chastisements on him for our peace. By his stripes, that whipping, you think of that Roman flagrum, how it tore out chunks of flesh. By his stripes, we are healed. He was oppressed, verse 7, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? He's tried, he's judged, he's killed. For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people, God says, he was stricken. For the sins of my people, he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death. Because he had done no violence, he didn't deserve any of it. Nor was any deceit in his mouth. That's why he's the perfect sacrifice. Because he's the only one that ever lived that was sinless. So when he has this happen to him, it's in our place, in our stead. Verse 10, yet it pleased the Lord Yahweh to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, the suffering of his soul, an offering for sin, he shall see his seed after he dies, after he's in the grave, after he's paid the price. He lives again. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. We're the labor of his soul. We're the product, the result of that sacrifice. By his knowledge, my righteous servants shall save many, for he shall bear their iniquities. He bears their sins. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors. Remember, he's innocent, but he's numbered with the transgressors. And he bore the sin of many and made intercession. He intercedes for us, for the transgressors, for us sinners. The gospel written in Isaiah chapter 53, 700 years before Jesus was born. What a prophecy. What love. The love of God. God so loved the world. The love of Jesus. That's how much Jesus loved us. In the letter to the Galatians, Paul writes in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, he says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me, Paul says. He loved me and he gave himself for me. Paul recognized Jesus Christ loved him. He gave his life for him. He says, and now I'm crucified with Christ. I receive Jesus. I receive him fully. It's no longer I who live. I receive him, Lord. You live inside of me. The life I live now in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. Jesus loved me, he said, and Jesus loves us. And we have to ask him to live his life fully inside of us. In Ephesians chapter 5, he says in verse 1, he says, be imitators of God as dear children. Be imitators of God as dear children. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. And you think of the incense going up before God. That sacrifice that Jesus made, it's a sweet-smelling aroma. It's acceptable like the Old Testament sacrifices. Only this one was the eternal sacrifice that purchased for us salvation. Walk in love as Christ, verse 2, also has loved us. And he showed that love by giving himself for us, for our transgressions. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. And Jesus' love cries out to us from the Gospels. In Matthew chapter 11, you hear the cry to his children. In verse 28, Matthew 11, verse 28, come to me, all you who labor, Messiah says. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. He says, for I am gentle and lowly, humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come to me. He calls out, the love of Messiah calling out, come to me, I'll give you rest. Come to me if you're heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. The yoke that we have upon us as Christians is not heavy because Jesus Christ shares it with us. He says, I'm gentle. I'm lowly in heart. You will find rest for your souls.
We believe these Bible study programs are of great value, as the scriptures tell us that the Lord's people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. And so we would love to hear your comments and feedback. You can write to us at our post office box in Branford, Connecticut. That's Shear Jashub, S-H-E-A-R hyphen J-A-S-H-U-B, P.O. Box 518, Branford, Connecticut, 06405. And if the Lord puts it on your heart, please consider sending a donation to help continue this program on your station. All donations should be made out to Shear Jashub Christian Tabernacle. Shear Jashub Christian Tabernacle meets every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. in Madison, Connecticut, in the upper room of the Memorial Hall on Meeting House Lane. If you would like to join us for Bible study, worship, communion, and prayer, take I-95 to exit 61 in Madison. Go south to Route 1 and turn right at the next light. The Memorial Hall is the yellow brick and white building adjacent to the green, across from the James Madison Memorial. May our Lord Jesus bless you as you serve him. And please remember to join us next time for Shear Jashub.